Much of Iraq remains without a functioning government. An exception is the northern city of Mosul, where a municipal administration is in place. That's due in large part to the work of an American army general. NPR's Guy Raz has this profile of Major General David Petraeus.
It's 8 a.m. and General David Petraeus is already slapping backs with the 300 Iraqi men who are about to choose a local government. It'll be the first time in more than three decades since Mosul had an independent local government, and Petraeus is inaugurating the Mosul Government Convention.
By being here today, you are participating in the birth of the democratic process in Iraq. This is an historic occasion and an important step forward for Mosul and for Iraq.
It's not really in Petraeus' mission to organize local governments. His men with the 101st Airborne Division took control over this city with relative ease. But Petraeus soon realized that city elders were badgering him to take charge. So he did.
Well, we're in charge right now, although we're obviously trying to get Iraqi authorities established as quickly as possible. Therefore, the good, we get responsible for the good and we're responsible for the bad.
When his army division first arrived in Mosul 3 weeks ago, there were big problems in the city. For one, the Marines who initially seized Mosul withdrew from the city center days earlier after clashing with demonstrators, leaving several Iraqis dead. When Petraeus' team got here, they realized there was no one in charge and a severe power vacuum.
The degree of central control is really hard to grasp until you've actually been involved in the process and in the systems that run everyday life in Iraq, and it's staggering how totally controlled from Baghdad everything was.
He says even in Bosnia, where he spent a year working on reconciliation efforts, the administrative structure was fairly easy to deal with. In Iraq, it is far more extreme than he imagined, and Petraeus should know. He finished near the top of his class at West Point and earned a doctorate in international relations from Princeton. Privately, his subordinate officers express deep admiration for their commander. He is someone who is almost universally liked and respected by his soldiers. One officer said privately, quote, "We have an historic opportunity to screw things up here." The officer added that Petraeus understands that well.
Every city that we liberated, we were applauded and given thumbs up everywhere we went. It's temporary if we don't get it right. Our determination is to do the very best we can to get it right.
He believes that one of the ways to get it right is by leaving the military compound here and spending time in the city center, meeting locals. During his remarks at the Mosul Government Convention, Petraeus earned the loudest applause with his closing line.
Having walked the streets of this city, the second largest in Iraq, and having gotten to know the friendly nature of its citizens, I am beginning to feel like a Moslawi.
There are still major issues to deal with in Mosul, like gasoline shortages and city sanitation. But unlike other parts of Iraq, this city has steady electricity, and with Petraeus at the helm, a working government as well. Guy Raz, NPR News, Mosul, in northwestern Iraq.